February 27, The Daily Stoic, Cultivating Indifference Where Others Grow Passion. Of all the things that are, some are good, others bad, and yet others indifferent. The good are virtues and all that share in them. The bad are the vices and all that indulge in them. The indifferent lie in between virtue and vice and include wealth, health, life, death, pleasure, and pain. Epictetus Discourses, 2.19.12b-13. Imagine the power you'd have in your life and relationships if all the things that trouble everyone else, how thin they are, how much money they have, how long they have left to live, how they will die, didn't matter so much. What if, where others were upset, envious, excited, possessive, or greedy, you were objective, calm, and clear-headed? Can you envision that? Imagine what it would do for your relationships at work, or for your love life, or for your friendships. Seneca was an incredibly wealthy, even famous man, yet he was a Stoic. He had many material things, yet, as the Stoics say, he was also indifferent to them. He enjoyed them while they were there, but he accepted that they might someday disappear. What a better attitude than desperately craving more or fearfully dreading losing even one penny. Indifference is solid middle ground. It's not about avoidance or shunning, but rather not giving any possible outcome more power or preference than is appropriate. This is not easy to do, certainly, but if you could manage, how much more relaxed would you be? A Year with C.S. Lewis, The Rules. I hope you will not understand what I'm going to say. I am not preaching, and heaven knows I do not pretend to be better than anyone else. I'm only trying to call attention to a fact, the fact that this year, or this month, or more likely, this very day, we have failed to practice ourselves the kind of behavior we expect from other people. There may be all sorts of excuses for us. That time you were so unfair to the children was when you were very tired. That slightly shady business about the money, the one you almost had forgotten, came when you were very hard up. And what you promised to do for old so-and-so and have never done, well, you never would have promised if you had known how frightfully busy you were going to be. And as for your behavior to your wife or husband or sister or brother, if I knew how irritating they could be, I would not wonder at all. And who the dickens am I, anyway? I am just the same. That is to say, I do not succeed in keeping the law of nature very well. And the moment anyone tells me I'm not keeping it, there starts up in my mind a string of excuses as long as your arm. The question at the moment is not whether they are good excuses. The point is that they are one more proof of how deeply, whether we like it or not, we believe in the law of nature. If we do not believe in decent behavior, why should we be so anxious to make excuses for not having behaved decently? The truth is, we believe in decency so much, we feel the rule of law pressing on us so that we cannot bear to face the fact that we are breaking it, and consequently, we try to shift the responsibility. For you notice that it is only for our bad behavior that we find all these explanations. It is only our bad temper that we put down to being tired or worried or angry or hungry. We put our good temper down to ourselves. From Mere Christianity. Jesus Calling. Keep your eyes on Him. Waves of adversity are washing over you, and you feel tempted to give up. As your circumstances consume more and more of your attention, you are losing sight of him. Yet he is with you always, holding you by your right hand. He is fully aware of your situation, and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to bear. Your gravest danger is worrying about tomorrow. If you try to carry tomorrow's burdens today, you will stagger under the load and eventually fall flat. You must discipline yourself to live within the boundaries of today. It is in the present moment that I walk close to you, helping you carry your burdens. Keep your focus on his presence in the present. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. Psalm 73:23. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. 1 Corinthians 10:13.